Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Time's almost up on holiday shopping, and so are amazing deals at Amazon. You'll save so much on early holiday fashion gifts, like cozy fits and stylish shirts. You'll have money left over for the matching sweaters everyone definitely wants to wear for the holiday card.
Cheese.
Or that ugly holiday sweater that's like really ugly.
OMG, that's like really ugly.
Oh, what fun it is to save. Shop new deals, added every day.
Get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL, all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to join today. You'll get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/sportsfan. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Monday. It is November 18th, 5:30 a.m. Thank you guys for being here. We are getting things going here. Start off that work week. Hopefully you had a good weekend. Good morning.
Good morning. Very relaxing weekend here on my end. I know we'll break everything down. So much to talk about from the weekend, but I just do want to know, how is Brooklyn feeling this morning?
Brooklyn's doing well. I don't know how she's doing this morning. I haven't seen her yet, but as far as last night, she is doing much better. My daughter got her wisdom teeth pulled out on Friday, and so Friday was kind of rough. She was in a lot of pain, and then we have an issue with her, and that is that she can't swallow pills. She's never been able to. I don't know what it is with her, like, gag reflex or what, but anytime it would start going down, she would gag and it would come back up. So as long as she's been alive, we've had to get her like liquid versions of medicines, and we've tried time and time again, and you know, it's just it never worked. So we were really concerned when they prescribed, they gave her an antibiotic for after the surgery, and then also some painkillers, and there were just like the 800 milligram ibuprofens, but she was definitely going to need them. So I'm trying to give them to her. She's trying to swallow them. She keeps gagging them back up.
Oh,
she's
no.
Like, I can't swallow these. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? Head to Google. How do you swallow pills if you don't know how to swallow pills? And the thing that kept coming up was take them with applesauce. And for some reason, applesauce works better than like a pudding or a Jell-O or anything like that, because of the consistency of it, that it's slick enough to kind of just bring it down with it. A pudding would get kind of stuck in the throat, and they're like, everyone is like, applesauce, applesauce, applesauce. So my daughter loves applesauce. So I was like, hey, it says online, try it with applesauce. You want to give this a go? And she's like, I need to do something. She was in pain. She was crying. So we get an applesauce. I put the pill in there. I just say, okay, take a bite of this applesauce. She takes a bite. Whoosh, down.
No kidding.
We looked at each other stunned. We were like, oh my gosh. She goes, I don't know how I did that. And I was like, okay, you got to take your antibiotic now. Do you want to give this one a try? She's like, okay. So I put it in there, give her the spoonful. She takes a bite, swallows it, whoosh, right down.
You're not crushing it or anything?
It's
the whole pill.
It.
Just swallowed it straight down?
It just went right down.
Oh my gosh.
And we were just stunned. Yeah. We were like, oh my gosh. I mean, we're talking 15 years of her never being able to swallow a pill. And all of a sudden, it was applesauce that did the trick. So yeah, if anyone has that issue, we couldn't believe it. We were absolutely in shock. And so now she's been able to take them and it's been great.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I'm like, well, you know, you're going to be an adult that's going to be taking applesauce with their medication. But, you know, it is what it is.
She's got a hack now. That's great.
Yeah.
I remember talking about that throughout the years about her having that issue. And now she's got a cure for it. That's no more wisdom teeth and now a cure for swallowing pills.
I couldn't believe
it. Holy cow.
Yeah. So, by the way, the surgeon who did her surgery is a friend of yours and he told me to tell you hello. They didn't, like, you know, they didn't put two and two together until we were meeting him literally for the first time the day of the surgery. And I asked the lady at the front desk, I'm like, is there any way we can meet this doctor? Because everything's been kind of virtual. I'm like, I would love to be able to meet him. And they're like, oh, yeah, you're going to meet him. We go back there. Him and my husband are just, they're getting along.
Isn't
they're like,
guy?
Oh, my gosh,
yeah,
those
so
two
sweet.
Are talking. And I was like, maybe I'll get to meet him at some point. And then finally, he kind of looks at me and he goes, oh, wait. And I was like, hi, I know you're a friend of one of my coworkers. He's like, oh, yes, how are you? I was like, go ahead, go back to talking to my husband. It's fine.
That's so funny. The big event for us this weekend was getting our Christmas cards, our pictures taken, and it was his daughter that was taking the photos for
oh,
us
that's
on Sunday.
So funny.
Yeah,
yeah.
She's hanging out with his daughter on Sunday.
Yeah, it was a very eventful weekend. We'll break everything down, talk about everything that's going on and anything you may have missed, and we've got a lot of really cool prizes to give away this morning. So you definitely don't want to go anywhere. Let's start the show, though. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear All Mixed Up by 311?
All mixed up. You don't know what to do. They say you turn around and find a person it's you. Thought I think might be the thing, but you know this will pass. So just get off of your ass.
Do you want to hear Cruel Summer by Ace of Base? I'll be honest, I didn't know they did a version of this.
I've never heard it once or twice before, yeah.
I've never heard this one. Or do you want to hear Crazy by Gnarls Barkley? Choices. You can vote right now. You can tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM, also on Threads. You can vote on our Facebook page, which is Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, is there something you do that most people think is completely disgusting? You're like, I don't care. I enjoy it. There's something I kind of enjoy. Most people think it's weird. That's next. But first, the votes are in, and Cruel Summer by Ace of Base is the pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. Yeah. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Pre-show, you pick them.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. We're all quirky in our own ways. We all have our own things that make us who we are. And I feel like there's one thing I do that whenever I mention it, people kind of like cringe a little bit. Last week was, I think Thursday was like National Pickle Day. And we were talking about just pickles and the pickles at Disneyland and how I meant to get a pickle there and I didn't because they have the best pickles. And I was telling my daughters about how my dad used to make us drink pickle juice when I was a kid. And they were like, what? How could he make you drink pickle juice? And I would say my dad was like one of those guys that was not wasteful of anything. He did not want anything to go to waste. So if we ever finished a jar of pickles, he was like, you guys need to drink this. So he would pour it evenly into two glasses. And my brother and I had to drink this pickle juice. And he would always say, I remember, it has probiotics in it. It's got probiotics in it. And I didn't know at the time what that even meant. And I don't even know if that's true, honestly. I was like, oh, okay, probiotics, okay. And so we drink it. And at first, I thought it was disgusting. But the more we would have to do that, the more I kind of enjoyed it. And so when we did that Dua Lipa Diet Coke with like the pickle juice, and I think I was the only one that liked it. Because of the pickle juice.
I can handle the taste of like a shot or something, a small sip of pickle juice if need be. It doesn't make me sick, but I couldn't imagine drinking it, having your, I could see El Jefe pour it in a glass and having to drink it. I don't know if I'd be able to drink it, but also kudos to your dad for being on the probiotics game in the train long before it became trendy to do.
I think that he may have made that up. I don't know. I really do need to Google
it.
That.
No, I think there's stuff in there. Yeah.
Seriously?
I think so.
Just pickle juice has probiotics in it?
I think so.
Oh, gosh.
Sounds good to me. I'd buy it.
I thought he made it up. That's fascinating. I'll have to do a little research on that one. But do you do anything that most people think is either really weird or really gross that they give you a hard time for? 702-364-9400. And what is it?
For me, it's a food thing. And I don't do it at restaurants. But if I order something to the house and there's French fries as a side, I'll take two or three globs of mayonnaise, put that in a bowl, get some hot sauce, squirt some hot sauce into the mayonnaise, stir it together, and then dip my fries in pretty much just mayo and hot sauce. And it is so good.
I see people doing like similar things, like mayo and sriracha.
Oh, that sounds good.
And what's the other one? Tabasco. I do not like mayonnaise at all. So yes, I agree. That sounds very disgusting. But you're definitely not alone on that. There are like some mayo fanatics out there.
Oh, I love mayonnaise. When I go to Subway sandwich and they squirt the mayo on there, I'm like, no, another round. They squirt it together. No, just keep squirting until I tell you to stop. It's more of a mayo sandwich with a couple slices of turkey on top of it.
That just does not sound appealing to me at all. This text just came in and said, bear with me, guys. I know it sounds gross, but it's just a nervous habit I have. I will chew on my toenails, not after I clip them, while they're on my toes. Well, first of all, you're flexible. That's great. Congratulations on that. Second of all, I feel like I did that when I was a kid. I felt like that was also a nervous habit of mine, where I would like just take my foot and put it up to my mouth and start chewing on my toenail.
Do you think you could bring your foot to your mouth as an adult?
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. I can. I've done it before.
She's doing it right now. Oh, my gosh, right there.
Yeah. I still do yoga from time to time.
She's very flexible.
Let's talk to Nick. Nick, what is the gross thing that you love but most people think is disgusting? Nick.
Yes.
Hey, what is it for you?
I thought everybody did this, but doesn't everybody put ketchup on their mac and cheese?
Not everyone. I don't, but I've seen it done.
My grandmother did it just to cool it down because I was complaining it was hot, and I just thought everybody did that.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people do that, and it turns pink. And I don't know, there's just something about the pink color that I can't get on board. But same thing with like people who put ketchup on their eggs. Do you do that too, Nick?
Oh, I hate that.
I like that moment when you realize that everyone else doesn't do it. You don't do this too?
Oh, okay, never mind.
It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2,172.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is 6:02 on Monday, November 18th, 2024. I can't believe that Thanksgiving is next week, right?
Yeah, not this Thursday, but the following Thursday.
I'm
so
like
crazy,
thrown
right?
off that it's there, but it did seem like it was a little late this year, you know?
Yes.
It seems late, late in November. It's 4th November of the month, or 4th Thursday, sorry, of the month of November. But yeah, it just is like crazy. I can't believe it's sneaking up, and the days are getting shorter. Got to stuff more into those days while you can. It was a busy one for us. How was your weekend?
It was nice. We did those. We took our Christmas cards, our holiday cards over the weekend, and we did that on Sunday. And I'm glad we did it. And I think we got a couple nice ones, but it's hard because there's there's two horses and two dogs we're trying to wrangle together to get all together to take these pictures. And Jack's going into it, our Australian cattle dog. We know he's always the wild card. And we got a couple nice pictures. And then we're getting ready for taking some more photos. And I'm kneeling down next to Jack, kind of my hand on his head. And Laura's behind me with the horses. And I feel one of the horses come down and start to sniff my head. And he leans in more. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what a great photo. The horse is now leaning over my shoulder as I'm on the ground holding Jax. Laura, I'm just envisioning this is going to be the Christmas card cover. Next thing you know, he leaned a little bit too far over my shoulder. And Jax didn't like that. And so Jax turned around and nipped at the horse. And the horse just reared and like, oh, well, that's the end of trying to take Christmas cards with dogs and horses at the same time.
Yeah, animals are so unpredictable sometimes. You never know if there's going to be something to set them off, or you know, if they're going to get along with each other. So that stinks.
Yeah, we got some good ones, and I think that's probably be the best one, because the girl that was taking our pictures, she's awesome. She was taking nonstop photos, and I think she got one where that moment where Jax is turning around ready to nip at the horse that's leaning down trying to sniff him. So
wow. Well, there's something I've been dying to ask you, Steph. I saw this weekend you went to a wedding, and I know everyone's wondering, was that the wedding?
That was not that wedding.
Okay, I was like, is that the wedding?
No,
the one that we've been talking about? This is a totally different wedding.
Yes, this was my cousin's wedding, and I was actually surprised I was invited, because we're not really close, but we grew up together when we were kids. But man, I think family weddings are just so different, because I think I just let loose a little bit more versus like my friends' families. Like I'm like a little bit more reserved around the other family, but man, we were on the dancer the whole night. I think I pulled a muscle from dancing too hard, but no, that was not the wedding. And I did get messages about it. Like, no, that's not it. But happy that I resolved everything with the bride on Friday, and we're on good terms. We're texting all the whole weekend. Just like, hey, just glad that you're okay. And I'm like, let me know if you need anything. And she's still going to update me to see if Momo can be in the bridal suite.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's good to know. You don't want to lose a friendship over something like that.
No,
I'm really glad that worked out. Yeah, all weekend long, I'm like, I'm not going to bother her. But is this the wedding?
And Brooklyn, you said she's on the road to recovery after getting her wisdom teeth taken out.
Yeah, she's swollen. I was supposed to take her over to ComplexCon this weekend. We were so excited to go, but she just wasn't feeling it, and she was really swollen. She's like, I don't want to go out like this. And so I was able to take her to the advanced screening of Wicked yesterday. She's like, it's dark in there, no one will see me. And we went, and oh my gosh, I'm limited on what I can say until Tuesday, but I will say that you will be in for a treat if you go see this
No
movie.
Kidding, it was good, huh?
Wow.
Tears?
Wow, yes.
Are there surprises?
Yes.
Ah! I cannot wait!
And if you saw it, do not ruin anything for anyone, or else I will get a club and bang you over the head with it.
I think I'm going to cry when I watch it. Maybe multiple times. Can you at least tell us if you got emotional?
Twice. Ooh. There were two times for me personally, but there were other times for other people. You know, so yeah, I'm a wild card if I'm going to get emotional or not. And so
you said till Tuesday you can't talk about it, as in tomorrow
that's
or
when
next
the,
Tuesday?
No, as in tomorrow. Like, that's when the official embargo is lifted. Uh-huh. So I got to be limited on what I can say, but just... go see it. I will tell you this, that I've already bought tickets to go see it two more times.
What?
No way!
Oh, yes.
Oh my God.
I've already bought the tickets.
That's a great review
so
right
I'm
there.
So I'm going on Friday, and then I'm going next week on Wednesday.
Because it opens when? Friday or
Friday?
Friday, okay.
Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Steph is bouncing up and down.
I am. I'm on Friday, and we watch it. I think I'm going to cry when I get to the theater. I think I'm going to cry during the previews.
Yeah,
I think
seriously.
I'm going to cry at the first scene.
Like, just being there, and like, I was wearing pink, my daughter was wearing green, like, people were into it.
Okay.
So good.
We have a lot coming up on the show here this morning, maybe more about Wicked from Mercedes.
As much as I can.
Yes. And then up next, we do have What's Trending. What do you got for us?
Is there, I was going to talk about the pickle juice. Never mind. This icon, she is getting a huge tribute. Huge. And unless mailing is not your thing, we'll explain coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topic. Trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Betty White is trending this morning. America's golden girl, Betty White, is being honored next year with her own stamp. And I was like thinking, okay, what an honor. But then I thought, how many people are using stamps anymore? Are there a lot of people using stamps?
I don't. I'm sure if I have to mail something, and it's a very rare, I have to like use a stamp, I'll go down to Postal Pros, walk inside, pay for a single stamp, and just leave. I don't have stamps at the house.
It's, yeah, I know we do have some. They're the Forever stamps, and these are what the Betty White ones are. They're the Forever stamps. And so I would buy them. If I needed to get some stamps, I would get these Betty White ones. Who else, like a celebrity of Lost, is deserving of their own stamp? She's among the first 2025 designs that the U.S. Postal Service announced this week. Betty was chosen as an icon of American television who, quote, shared her wit and warmth with viewers for seven decades. They also said that she's someone who you see younger generations becoming fans of, mm-hmm. which is, it doesn't always happen. She entered her 90s and she had all these really young fans, and they just really revered her as a compassionate advocate for animals. It's been almost 3 years since Betty passed away. Back in 2021, she passed away on December 31st, which was just 18 days shy of her 100th birthday. Other 2025 designs include dahlias, the Appalachian Trail, musician Alan Toussaint, a 1794 compass rose, and a snake for the Lunar New Year. So who else is deserving of their own Forever stamp?
I would go with a musician we lost. I'll go with Prince. I would say Prince deserves a stamp.
He would be a good one. I was thinking, well, just kind of in her realm, mm-hmm. Lucille Ball. I don't know if maybe she had one. I think she's definitely deserving of one. And then someone who passed away recently that I just think had a huge impact was Chadwick Boseman. I think he
should have
his own stamp.
Fred Rogers.
Yes, he would be good. Robin Williams.
Yeah, he should be next.
Robin Williams stamp. And then other people who aren't necessarily in like entertainment, maybe like a Ruth Bader Ginsburg or someone like that.
Who's great stamp?
Who was the guy that the painter guy that was really big?
Bob Ross?
No, he would be good too. But the more like pop culture painter guy with the white hair and the glasses.
Andy Warhol.
Yes,
yeah,
I
Andy
think
Warhol
he would
stamp.
Be a really good one too.
How do we get on the stamp committee? Because we're coming up with some great ideas.
I know. Let's start a stamp committee, even though we know people are not using stamps as much as they were, and we'll come up with an even better list. Betty White is at the top of it though, and that is what's trending.
We have Heads Up right now and want you to play. It's got to be caller 20. The phone number to call is 702-364-9400. You're caller 20. You're playing Heads Up, and this is an exclusive prize.
Yeah, you cannot buy these passes. You can only win them. There are two passes to our exclusive All-American Rejects Underground Lounge. They'll be here at the Odyssey Studios, and you will be there too. Caller 20, when you win Heads Up, you get these passes, two of them. This is like an up-close and personal experience. They are literally right in front of you performing for a very small group. It's amazing. You're going to love it. Caller 20, you get these passes when you win Heads Up. You just got to pick your category and your partner, and you get six answers in 60 seconds, and they are yours. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, we've got our contestant, Shelby. Your caller 20, Shelby, ready to do this?
Yes.
Let's get you these Underground Lounge passes for All American Rejects. We need you to pick a category. Do you want to go with The Little Mermaid, Student Loans, Diamonds and Pearls, Mickey Mouse, or Change the Channel?
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse it is. Mickey Mouse Day is today. So these are all things that are associated with Mickey Mouse, okay?
Okay.
Okay, who would you like to pick as your partner this morning?
Just you.
Okay, let's
all right,
do it.
Shelby, you got 60 seconds on the clock to get six correct and you win. And Heads Up, Shelby, you start now.
This is Mickey's love interest.
Minnie.
Yes. This is his buddy that's really tall and
goofy.
Yes. This is the person that created Disney. Oh dear.
Well, Walt Disney.
Yeah, we'll take that. Okay. Yeah, we'll take it.
This is Mickey's dog. His pet dog.
Pluto.
Yes. This is the place that on the West Coast that you go to ride in the teacups.
It's Disney World? Disneyland.
Disneyland, yes. This is Mickey's best friend. He doesn't wear pants.
Donald Duck?
Yes, it is Donald. That man does not, that duck does not wear pants.
He don't care.
Hey, he just goes about his business. He's not bothering anyone. He got that cute little feather booty.
Exactly.
On there. So congratulations, Shelby. You just got these tickets at Money Can't Buy. They're tickets to go to our Mix 94.1 Underground Lounge with the All-American Rejects are happening here at the Odyssey Studios, and you're going to be there too. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shelby. Hold on 1 second.
We'll have more of these tickets to give away in the 8 o'clock hour with Heads Up, so stick around for that. Coming up next, we were talking about weddings all last week. Now it's time to talk about bachelor parties and bachelorette parties and the situation that you find yourself in with one of them. That's all coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning, back from the weekend. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Maybe you went out this weekend. Maybe you went and partied this weekend. Maybe you're part of a bachelor or bachelorette party this weekend. This is something you have in your near future, and you're not looking forward to it.
I am not. There's certain elements that I am looking forward to about the whole thing, but it's happening in January, and it's one of Laura's friends from back east, from Philly, that's coming out here, and a bunch of her girlfriends and husbands are coming out for this bachelor, bachelorette party, and I know a lot of the people that are coming out here, and I'm friends with a bunch of the guys that are coming out here, but the groom, the bride and groom, I don't know the bride that well. She's one of Laura's friends. And the groom, I met once. They're coming out here. They're doing like a scavenger hunt on a Saturday during the day, which sounds kind of fun. And then Saturday night, there's a big dinner. We're going to the dinner. And then the guys are going to do the bachelor thing. The ladies are going to do the bachelorette thing. And I was invited to the bachelor party. I'm like, I don't even know this guy. The only reason I'm being invited is because we're going to this dinner. I'm not a fan of joint bachelor bachelorette parties. I like them being on separate nights. Do the bachelor party one night, bachelorette party a different night. You guys and ladies do your own things, and then you know you all come together for the wedding.
So you said that they're going to go do their own thing, though, right? They're not all going out together, though.
So they have a scavenger.
They're having dinner, scavenger hunt dinner, but then you said they're going their separate ways?
Yeah, so
that's not a joint bachelorette party in my mind.
In my mind, it is happening at the same time and everything, where they're all going to dinner together, and the ladies are going to do whatever they're doing, and then the guys. And they're asking me about strip club recommendations. I don't know what the cool strip club is. I haven't been to a strip club in decades. So the guys are going to do their own thing. I like them completely separate. Guys do it on, hey, this weekend, 2 weekends later, it's the ladies. I like them to be separated.
In my mind, like a joint bachelor party is like, we're all going to the same place and we're all partying together. And so it sounds like they're kind of doing like fun activities and then dinner. But like the fact that they're splitting up does not, in my mind, signify joint bachelor party. But either way, you think they need to be on different nights? Why?
I like having it because ours was on a different night. It's that safety net, knowing that if something does go wrong for whatever reason, Laura's at home and I could have called her. I'm like, hey, can you come get me or whatever? And same thing when she's going out. I am her safety net if she needs me to come get her or something goes sideways during the bachelorette party. I am there and available needed to come get her or help out if need be.
So are you going to try to tell them to change it because you don't like it? Or?
No, I'm just not going to go. But it's also weird, too. Because since they're doing a joint dinner, I think that's the only reason. That is the only reason I'm getting invited. Because I think it'd be weird for we're all at the dinner and everyone's like, all right, the guys are going out. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna go home. I want to go home anyway. But it just seems weird that I'm invited to this whole thing.
Well, it's better than not being invited, right? You should be happy that you got invited. Because how awkward would it be if like your guys are at dinner and they're all like, yeah, we're gonna have so much fun. Like, oh, sorry.
I would rather be that way because I'm not. I don't know.
Don't talk about it. He's not.
I don't know the guy. I'm like, hey.
Well, they're just trying to be nice. Let them be nice. You know,
nice is the dinner. Dinner's gonna be fantastic. Scavenger hunt's gonna be awesome. I'm gonna win the scavenger hunt.
He's angry because he got invited somewhere.
Would you want to go to the bachelorette party for a bachelorette?
I would politely turn it down, but I'd still be grateful to be invited.
I'm mad over this whole thing.
I'm glad that you know they're not excluding me. Emily, good morning. What do you think?
I don't know. I think it'd be weird going to a party that, like, you don't know everybody or, like, a majority of the people.
No, I totally agree with that. Like, I would politely decline also, but I would be mad that they invited me. I would be like, oh, you know, you guys go have a great time. I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to miss that. Like, Steph, you just got back from a wedding over the weekend. I don't know if there was any bachelor or bachelorette parties on that one, but what do you think about that?
I have a joint bachelor and bachelorette party coming up in a couple weeks, actually, and I think it's the greatest thing because the more people that are invited, the more you get to split the bill, and it's cheaper.
Oh,
so that is my biggest thing. And but I get what you're saying, JC. If I don't know the person, but man, it's going to be so much easier at the check time. Oh my God, it went from $100 to $20. Psst, the more the merrier.
But here's the thing, though. It's even cheaper if you don't go.
Exactly.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And Hot 3, it is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right, Spirit Airlines, they're filing for bankruptcy. The budget carrier announced this morning that they have reached a deal with bondholders for $300 million in financing to help it through its bankruptcy, which it hopes to exit In early 2025, the airline said service will continue normally and uninterrupted. The company's been struggling with losses and a failed merger attempt. I've never flown Spirit Airlines before. I've, you know, heard people saying positive and negatives about it. Have you ever flown it before? Because I got to say, the price seems right. But then I know there's like extras with like carry-ons and stuff like that.
And water and seatbelts and everything else. Yeah, I did it once.
Do they charge you for water?
I think so. Is it Frontier? One of them does. Yeah, they charge you for everything. Everything's an add-on.
And seatbelts?
No, that was a joke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I want like, a seatbelt.
Oh, wow.
That's going to cost you $50. I'll skip it then. I did Spirit once to L.A., to Burbank. I did it once. It was easy because short flight, easy to California, easy to do.
Yeah, so, I mean, if the price is right, how much did you pay for that flight? Do you remember?
Oh, it was under $100.
Well, as it should to California,
yeah.
To LA.
Well, prices now,
was it
though,
like $20?
No. It was like 89. This was like post-pandemic,
oh,
right afterwards.
Okay.
But prices, though, like Southwest and stuff, prices to LA, they're not cheap right now.
Yeah, they're definitely not cheap. That's why we drove to Disney this time. We usually fly out there. We're like, yeah, you know what? We're just gonna take our little road trip here.
Yeah, prices have gone up a lot.
Also this morning, Beyonce, she will be performing during Netflix's NFL Christmas Day game when the Houston Texans host the Baltimore Ravens. Netflix dropped the announcement on socials late last night. It's going to be the first live performance of songs from her album, Cowboy Carter. Some special guests are expected. No word on the details yet. The Texans and the Ravens will kick off 1:30 on Christmas Day. So we'll get to see a little Beyonce live performance. I'm looking for this message I got from my daughter last night. She sends me a message in a video. She goes, "There were four Destiny's children?" And I was like, "What?" And she goes, "Are you telling me at the beginning of the group, there were four Destiny's child members?" And I said, "Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, they kicked out two and brought Michelle in, and that is the current version of Destiny's Child." And then she sends me three of the mind-blown emojis. She had no idea about that.
I didn't know that they kicked out two and brought back just Michelle. I thought they had the four, and the original, the three we know now were in it, and the fourth one just left.
Maybe I'm wrong. Steph, do you know? I thought it was four girls, Beyonce, Kelly, two other girls. They kicked out the two other girls, and then they brought Michelle on.
Yeah. No, you're right. And it's because they had creative differences and they were complaining about management, and I think Beyonce's dad was the manager at the time, and they're like, well, it's probably best that you get let go. And wow, I'm a bad Destiny's Child fan. The two members were like Latoya and Latavia, I believe, but yeah, those are the two original with Michelle and with Beyonce and Kelly.
That's got a sting.
I know.
Wasn't Bills the four of them?
Yep.
Yeah.
There was a song with the four of them.
Oh, yeah. There's a couple of songs with the four of them. Bills, and is it Jumpin'?
Yeah.
With the four of them?
The first album was definitely the four of them, for sure.
That's like with Imagine Dragons, there was a female in the group, and she left the band right before they took off.
Did you know Imagine Dragons is only three of them now?
Who left?
I don't know, but there's only three in all the press pictures.
No kidding.
Yeah. Dan obviously is still in
there. I got to take a look and see which one's missing.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. So there you go, your musical knowledge of the day. Finally, this morning, it's that time of year. And if you are getting a head start on your shopping for the holidays, there are certain days that are better to shop than others. If you've ever found yourself waiting in a 30-minute Costco line or getting stuck with a rotisserie chicken because all the turkeys were sold out already, you probably swore you'd never wait until the last minute to shop for Thanksgiving ever again. So they are saying these are the best and worst days to go holiday shopping. Now, if you're shopping for Thanksgiving and for Thanksgiving items, they say don't wait until Thanksgiving Day. Your store, it could be closed, and they may be out of the staples that you need for that turkey dinner. They say the best day to go shopping for Thanksgiving will be on Monday, the Monday before Thanksgiving. They say that's when they have the most stock. They say typically the supermarkets are the least busy on that day. And an hour before the store closes, they say, is the top tier time to shop. An hour before. So
right at the end there.
Yeah, people are not out at that time. The busiest times, Saturdays between noon and three are the busiest, and so are the Tuesday and Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Now, if you're looking at Christmas gifts and shopping and stuff like that, they say the best time to hit the stores is Mondays around 3 p.m. Mondays before Christmas it's less busy in general to go. Obviously, the busiest times are going to be Black Friday, the Sunday before Christmas, the Monday before Christmas, and Saturday, December 14th, and Saturday, November 30th. Those are supposed to be huge days for Christmas shopping.
So then mark your calendar. Stay away during those 2 days.
Yes, exactly.
I just looked it up. It was the drummer, Dan, that left Imagine Dragons to focus on his health
back in August.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you have some fun facts to share with the friends today at work.
Loaded up with stuff. And it's now time for Beat Mercedes on this Minden Monday.
Yes, it is time for you to win. Oh my gosh, this beautiful diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and it is now worth $400. And we want you to win it. All you got to do is guess the song faster than I can guess the song. It's been done before. Yes, it's tough. Yes, I will pose a challenge for you, but I know you can do this. So who's going to try this morning? Caller 20, you get to take a shot. It is Minden Monday. It is time for Beat Mercedes, and Caller 20 is going to try to win this $400 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. 702-364-9400 is the number. Good luck. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and it is Minden Monday. That means it is time to win with Beat Mercedes. Your chance to win a $400 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Kim, your caller 20.
All right.
How are you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling really good this morning.
Did you have a good weekend? Are you refreshed, ready to go?
I am ready to go.
Okay, let's do this. I have never wanted to lose so badly in my life at something. I'm super competitive, but I would not mind if you beat me on this. You just got to guess the song faster than I can. I'm going to leave the studio now and leave you to it. Wishing you the best of luck, Kim. I'll talk to you in a few, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye.
And there she goes. Mercedes is leaving the studio, going into our green room where she can't hear anything. And Kim, she really is conflicted. She wants you to win, but at the same time, she is going to try her hardest, and she's really good at this. So, Kim, you know how it works. Okay, we're going to start a song, and as soon as you know it, Kim, shout out, got it. And when you do, I immediately stop the clock, and you'll have 5 seconds to identify it by artist and title, okay?
Okay.
Now, Kim, if you go 20 seconds, we got a problem. We'll stop the song automatically, and you got to give us something, all right?
Okay.
All right, let me turn this music off, and the next sound you hear will be the contest. All right, here we go. You ready, Kim?
Yes.
Your song starts right now.
Got it.
Okay, nice. 8.5 seconds. Respectable. Live on the longer side, but respectable. All right, Kim, what do you have for us?
Is it Creep by Radiohead?
Yes! Nice! That's awesome!
Oh my gosh! Great job!
Oh, that was I had the idea in the head. I couldn't get it out, though. I couldn't stop. I couldn't just formulate it.
It worked, though. 8 points. That's respectable time.
No, that's very respectable.
Respectable.
But let's see if Mercedes can beat it, though.
All right, Steph, you can go get her. All right, let me put you on hold, Kim. Hold on 1 second here. Let's put you on hold here.
I think she was daydreaming a little bit. I was waving at her. She couldn't see me, but
she can't hear anything.
She can't see me, but I have to do this big old wave. But she should be in her studio.
She can't
now.
Hear a thing. She's back in her studio right now, getting all dialed back in here.
Hello.
Hi.
Sorry. Were you guys waiting for a while? I'm so sorry.
We were chatting. Yeah, Steph was waving for a minute.
I saw her. She was looked really. I was like, oh God. I was actually going to run to the bathroom really quick, but then I was like, yeah, I don't want anyone to accuse me of going and trying to find a radio or something.
You can't. There's no. You can't hear the station.
Yeah.
You're trusted. All right, let me reset on the clock, Mercedes.
Okay.
You know the deal. As soon as you know it, shout out, got it, and we'll stop the clock, and you got to give us the right answer, okay?
Okay, wait, give me a second. Okay,
focus.
Ready.
All right, ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Got it. Is it Creep by Radiohead?
Now, Mercedes, you stopped the clock at 2.2 seconds, and you are correct. I will tell you that Kim is also correct.
Oh, okay. Okay, now we're on.
Kim was feeling it this morning, and Kim, she stopped the clock at 8.5 seconds.
Ah!
She knew it, but not fast enough.
Man, I really don't like when that happens, when they also get it.
Yes.
At a really good time. But I just sneak in there and grab it for you. Kim, I'm sorry. The only good news out of this whole situation is that Diamond Pendant just got bigger. Thank you, Michael E. Minden. He is so great. He gives us the most beautiful stunning diamond pendants. And this one is now worth $500. So, oh my gosh, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And the good news, Kim, is you're in the drawing for that diamond pendant if someone doesn't win it by the end of the year. So, still a chance. Congratulations, or congratulations to me,
you,
I guess.
Mercedes.
It's Mix 94.1.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Coming up here, we have the Mega Minute. And when you conquer the Mega Minute, you're getting tickets to go see Shania Twain.
Is anyone already watching Christmas movies? I know Hallmark has their however many days of Christmas movies, and Netflix has some movies right now. You know, I decided to do a thing with my daughter. She loves Christmas. It's her favorite holiday. And she was like, we should try to watch a Christmas movie every single night. And I was like, I don't know about every night, but let's try to watch as many as we can.
Yeah.
And so she said, okay, I'll pick the first one that I find on Netflix. And so she went, and the number one movie on Netflix right now is a movie called Hot Frosty.
It sounds like a drink at Starbucks.
Yeah, I was thinking Wendy's, you know. It's You've got the Frosty and you got a Hot Frosty. And so I was like, okay, the girl from Mean Girls is in this. Lacey Chabert.
Oh, isn't she like the Christmas movie queen?
She's in a lot of them. Uh-huh. And I was like, sweet, I know this girl. Let's watch Hot Frosty. And you, did anybody watch it? It's the number one movie on Netflix, so I know I am not the only one who watched it. This is probably one of the cheesiest Christmas movies I have ever seen, but I still thought it was cute. So what is the cheesiest Christmas movie you have ever seen? Like, with a premise or a plot so ridiculous that you're like, what am I watching? 702-364-9400. This movie is about a snowman that comes to life, and he's a hot snowman.
Like a sexy hot, like a good looking guy?
The town had this snowman competition where you, like, whoever built the best snowman won, and someone like made a snowman that looked like a man.
Mm-hmm.
So Lacey Chabert's character is looking at it and she's like, and he looks like a very hot man made out of snow. And she put her like scarf around it because it was lacking a scarf. And the next thing you know, the snowman comes to life.
So Christmas magic, or he just like a statue starts coming to life? This sounds like a horror movie, actually.
The scarf brought him to life.
And then what's the movie about? The two of them falling in love,
yes,
or him not turning back into a snowman?
And that's exactly. How to prevent him from turning back.
Because he's going to turn back at one point?
Yeah, and I mean, I don't want to give anything away.
Please give away.
I'm serious. There was suspense. There was like, oh my gosh, is he going to melt? What's going to happen?
I know you can't talk about Wicked, but I think you're fine talking about Hot Frosty.
There was a surprise cameo by Lindsay Lohan.
No,
Mean Girls. Frosty. And Lacey Chabert goes, that looks like a girl I used to go to high school with.
Oh, it's worth it for that line right there.
You guys, it was so funny. So I was posting about it over the weekend, and one of my friends decided to watch it. And this is the text I got. I think Hot Frosty might be the worst movie these eyes have ever seen. It's like, what? Let's talk to Nancy. Nancy, you saw Hot Frosty. What did you think?
I thought it was cute. It was cheesy. It was so cheesy, but it was really funny. I mean, like, who would ever think you put she got the scarf from a thrift store.
Yeah, like, and what was magical about the scarf?
Yes. She got this scarf from a thrift store owner, and like, she puts it around his neck, and like, he comes to life, and he's got it, and if he's in the house for a long time, he gets really warm, so he's got to go like outside and like.
He's got to be cold all the time.
He's got to always be cold. He's always got to be cold. And it's like, how are they going to stay together forever when this does not
You
got to
tell us how it ends. You got to tell us how it ends.
No, you got to watch Hot Frosty.
Spoiler alert. How does it end?
I don't want to mess it up for you,
Christine. She becomes a snow woman.
Christine, good morning. Did you watch Hot Frosty?
Totally, and I loved it.
It's the number one movie on Netflix right now, you guys. There's something to it.
My kid figured out the Lindsay Lohan like connection like right away, and I it went over my head, and like my kid said something, and I was like, oh my gosh, like you're so right on for getting that. Like I did not even get that, but she totally knew. Mean Girls. She went to school with her.
It was like, so funny. Was awesome. Yeah, that I started laughing at that. The other one we watched, do you know the singer Christina Milian?
Yeah, I remember her. Yeah, absolutely.
She's like a Christmas movie queen, too. And she's in this movie. It's the number five movie on Netflix right now called Meet Me Next Christmas. And it's about a woman who's trying to get a ticket to the Pentatonics. Because she thinks the love of her life is going to be at this Pentatonix concert. So she hires this guy that works for a concierge service to try to help her find a ticket to the Pentatonix concert because it's sold out. And the Pentatonix even star
They're in the movie.
They're in the movie. It was so amazing.
Who's going to sit here and watch? Okay, the Cowboys play on Monday Night Football tonight. Cowboys game or Hot Frosty? Based on the Cowboys season, I think I'm watching Hot Frosty tonight.
Oh, yeah, that would be the way to go for sure.
Come out a winner.
I am telling you, it is worth the watch. It's cheesy. We're getting so many texts. Oh, someone just texted this. I forgot to mention. The guy, the vet from S Creek, is in Hot Frosty. He is Hot Frosty.
Oh, he's... No, really?
He's Hot Frosty.
Oh, that's a great cast. He's fantastic on that show.
They pulled out all the stops for this one.
One question. When she puts a scarf, he turns immediately into a real man? What happens overnight?
It happens overnight.
And he shows up at her house?
Yeah, well, they run into each other, and she finds him a job.
She finds him a
job? She lets him live in his house.
Why not,
doesn't
right?
know him, but like, hey, you can live with
me. How does he get a job? Is he a social security number?
All he does is watch stuff on YouTube, and he learns it immediately.
He's really smart.
He becomes the town fix-it guy.
They always are the town fix-it guy, or vet. Here we go. It's now time for the Mega Minute.
And your tickets right now to see Shania Twain.
I feel like a woman.
It is her residency at PH Live at Planet Hollywood. We have your tickets for the end of the month. You definitely want to check this out. And all you got to do to win the tickets is conquer the Mega Minute. It's 10 questions. It's 60 seconds. Get them all correct in that time and you will win. We're still waiting for a winner on the Mega Minute. It's been a long time. Today will be the day. And you're going to walk away with these Shania Twain tickets. Caller 20, you get to try your hand. 702-364-9400.
For Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Tiffany, how are you this morning?
Good.
What'd you do this weekend?
Went to a Wicked brunch at DW Bistro, which was a lot of fun.
Oh my gosh, have you seen the movie yet?
No, we're going next weekend.
I saw the advanced screening last night, and oh my gosh, you are going to love it. It's amazing.
So excited.
Oh my, I was telling these guys, I already bought tickets to two more showings of it next week because I want to see it again. It's so, so good. Okay, let's do this. It is time to win. Let's get you these passes to see Shania Twain, her residency at Planet Hollywood with the Mega Minute. We haven't had a winner in a long time, but I'm feeling the confidence. Don't you feel the Tiffany confidence
this
morning?
Yeah, I'm liking this energy you guys have going right now. This is good, Tiffany. Tiffany, you have 60 seconds on the clock to answer these 10 questions correctly. Now, if you get one wrong or you want to pass on a question, that's fine. We'll come back to those questions at the end. And Tiffany, the Mega Minute, it starts now.
What holiday occurs every fourth Thursday in November?
Thanksgiving.
In Harry Potter, Hogwarts is separated into how many houses?
Four.
Yes. Which Broadway musical is known for the song Defying Gravity?
Wicked.
Yes. What office actor was recently crowned People's Sexiest...
John Krasinski.
Yes. What animal is the national symbol of Australia?
Kangaroo.
Yes. What plant is known to soothe a sunburn?
Aloe.
Yes. How many presidents are on Mount Rushmore?
Four.
Yes. How many ounces are in a cup?
Eight.
Yes. Sylvester Stallone famously plays what boxing fictional character? Yes. The Las Vegas Lights play what sport?
Soccer.
Yes! Oh my gosh, Tiffany!
to be a record.
That has got to be a record. I have never in my, however long we've been doing this, seen anyone get the Mega Minute that fast. Tiffany, congratulations. Wow, Tiffany, I'm blown away.
I think that was 30 seconds. I really do. I looked at the clock and you had so much time to spare. It's amazing.
Like you, she didn't hem and haw over anything. She's just like, done, 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 done. Tiffany, I mean, how did you do that?
Useless trivia in my head.
You were answering.
I was trying to win these for my best friend. She's been dying to see Shania Twain.
Oh, gosh. Well, Tiffany, you were, by the way, you were answering the question before Mercedes even finished it, which was fantastic.
Amazing. Amazing.
And you now got these tickets to go see Shania Twain, her residency at Planet Hollywood Live. That's happening on Friday, the Friday after Thanksgiving. You're all set with tickets. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
We are now going to call that the doing it Tiffany style.
Tiffany style.
If you do it Tiffany style, that means you just zoom through it. That was so impressive. Congratulations, Tiffany. And make sure you keep listening because next hour we have your passes money can't buy, to check out All American Rejects. We have a special underground lounge happening with them. It is private. You can't buy your way in, but you will win these tickets coming up next hour with Heads Up. So stick around for that. It's Mix 94.1.
Here we go.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it is powered by Best Mattress, just like David says. Sleep easy, friends.
All right, guys, what did you think if you saw the Jake Paul-Mike Tyson fight on Saturday? What did you think? The highly anticipated fight between the two happened this weekend. Jake Paul was crowned the winner. Here is when they announced that he won.
After 8 full rounds, we go to the judges' scorecards for the official decision. Declaring your winner by unanimous decision, Jake Elgato Paul!
Unanimous decision. Oh, they went 8 rounds. They were each 2 minutes long. Tyson seemed to come out strong, definitely faded through the fight. On the flip side, Paul seemed to gain some confidence during the fight. Netflix says that the fight was watched by an estimated 60 million households across the globe. It peaked at 65 million concurrent streams. That must have been the parts where my buffering started going out.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Like, so many issues on Friday night.
It literally stopped when they showed Mike Tyson's bare butt. I was like,
that's what it froze on.
Stop! Refresh! What is happening? Oh my gosh. Tyson, he also revealed that his medical condition from over the summer, which is the reason why the fight was delayed, almost killed him. He said, this is one of those situations where you lost but still won. He said, I'm grateful for last night. No regrets to get in the ring one last time. I almost died in June, had 8 blood transfusions, lost half my blood and 25 pounds in the hospital, and had to fight to get healthy, so I won. Derek, good morning. You watched the fight?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. Well, I watched it as much as I possibly could because the Netflix is streaming, but...
What'd you think?
Looking at all the training videos of Tyson, like, and I get the health issues, but that wasn't the Tyson that we saw in the training videos. And I'm a huge wrestling fan, and anyone can see that that was scripted.
You think so? I've seen a lot of people that have the same opinion as you do on that.
I don't think it was scripted. I just think then Jake Paul came out and said that, I could have put Tyson down earlier, but I wanted to entertain the fans, so he kept it going for the full 8 rounds. I thought it was boring. I thought the fight earlier with the two ladies, Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano, I thought that fight was fantastic. That should have been the main event.
Serrano was robbed.
Oh my gosh,
she
incredible.
Was robbed.
She should have won that fight
yes,
too.
Yes, she
with
should
you.
Have.
But Tyson, he's 58 years old. I was hoping he'd get that one punch in there, knock out Jake Paul, but the guy's he's just too old. And I understand that 58. Not that that's super old, but in the world of boxing, 58 against this young guy, Jake Paul's going to win it in the end.
Well, I think there was a key indicator before the fight even started that Mike Tyson was going to lose. And you should put all your money on Jake Paul when you saw this. And that was when Drake bet on Mike Tyson to win.
The second I saw that, he
posted a picture of his ticket. And I said to my husband, go bet on Jake Paul because Drake just bet on Mike Tyson. And he's like, should I? I'm like, yes, go, seriously. And he's like, really, should I? I was like, yeah. He's like, no. I'm like, oh. So after it happened, I was like, Told you. We could have been really one day. We could have put our life savings on this Netflix fight. But I'll just say, I did not like watching it. It made me really sad. Like, okay, Mike Tyson, he has definitely had some issues in the past. I'm not taken away from that. But he is known as a legend in boxing, one of the biggest names in the history of boxing. And to watch this be his legacy now, the Jake Paul YouTube fight, what did you expect when a 58-year-old guy goes up against a 28-year-old? Did we really think that he was going to come out and be Iron Mike of years past? Did we really think that? Look, I think a 58-year-old can do a lot, especially one that's, you know, trained like mm-hmm. he did. But it just made me sad. Like, this is going to be my last image of him fighting in the ring. And I didn't like it. It made me sad.
Yeah, he didn't have to say yes to the fight. He agreed to do the fight, and he didn't have to say yes. And I give Jake Paul all the credit in the world for getting this whole thing set up and selling out Texas Stadium and having Iron Mike Tyson agree to a fight. I mean, it's mind-blowing when you think about it.
Is it really mind-blowing that he agreed to it? Because I'm guessing he's laughing all the way to the bank.
Oh, he made a ton. I'm sure he made a ton of money.
So
yeah.
I don't think at some point they say, you know, money can't buy everything. It can buy a lot. And $10 million, I'll be like, okay, depending on what I have in the bank, I'll do that. You know,
sign me up. Yeah, it was. I think going into it too, you had the thought of Mike Tyson, thinking about the Mike Tyson in the 90s, a thing he did in all of his fights. But yeah, that was 30 some years ago. It's not the same guy.
I saw that Jake Paul's record, like with his fights, he's won all except for one. And all the ones he's won have been against people much older than him.
And they're like former UFC guys.
And the one he lost was a guy younger than him. So it's like, hey, maybe we should make this a little more even mm-hmm. instead of having him fight all these older guys. It's just like, no duh, you're going to win.
And how about, too, that whole Netflix, just the fact that stuff was freezing? Were they not prepared for that many people to start watching the fight? Because that was super frustrating. My TV, I was watching on my TV at first, and that froze. So then I went to my phone, and my phone was all right. Then that froze, and then the TV started back up. I was going back and forth between the two, just trying to watch the fight.
It's because we were all also watching Hot Frosty. That's why it went down.
It's Hot Frosty.
Yes. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Happy Monday. Thank you guys for joining us this weekend, this morning. I'm thinking about this weekend. There was so much going on. We're trying to get to all of it. And I saw Steph this weekend. You were at a wedding. I saw that on your Instagram stories. And I was thinking, oh, is this the wedding that we've been talking about all week? The one with Momo and the bride. And you want to go on record saying that was not that wedding.
It was not that wedding. And I'm glad the bride and I are on great terms now. It's not going to ruin our friendship. But this wedding I did go out, was out of town, and I did fly. And something just really, really frustrated me yesterday. And I don't understand why Uber drivers do this. This is the second time that this has happened to me and James. We land here in Vegas. We call our Uber and we're going home. And we live not too far from the airport, probably like a 10-minute drive right by South Point. Okay. So we get in the Uber driver's car and she seems like a sweet lady. She's asking about, you know, our trip or whatever. And she wasn't talking too much. And that's what I love. She had a great balance. But I noticed when we were driving away from the airport, she was going away from the freeway towards the strip. And I'm like, huh. And I didn't want to assume anything at first, but when we got to the airport on Friday, there was a lot of construction, and that's because of F1. So I'm like, maybe because of construction, she's going a different way. So she's going the opposite way of our house, and she's starting to go down Las Vegas Boulevard. And I'm like, wait, why aren't we going down 15 South? So I ask her, I'm like, hey, what happened? What's going on with the freeways? Like, why can't we go on it? She responded with, I like to take the scenic route. I'm not from here, so I like to get to know the town better.
Oh, gosh.
So now I'm a
scenic route on your dime?
Yeah, on my dime, on my time. So our 10-minute ride went to a 20-minute ride, and immediately after that, I didn't want to confront her. The Uber driver's in our control of our destiny for the next 20 minutes, but we gave her the one-star rating, the first time I've ever given a one-star rating.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, it technically isn't on our dime because it's not a taxi. Don't you just get the price of an Uber, and then that's the price, and no matter which
so
way she
goes? Time, then yes, yeah. You're paying for a price if she's going to go longer. Okay,
right. Yeah. So, yeah. But still, that would drive me crazy because I want to get home as quickly quickly as possible. I don't want to take a scenic route. I don't want to look at things. Congratulations on moving here. We're happy to have you, but do that on your own time. Don't do that on my time. Would you say after she told you that?
I laughed because I couldn't believe she was serious. I was like, really? And I'm like, what part of town do you live in? She goes, I live in Summerlin. You guys are my last ride. So I'm thinking Silverado Ranch to Summerlin. What? Are you going to take the back roads there too? But I didn't want to give a snarky remark. She is going to know where I live. So I just complained to Uber and I told them and we're waiting on a response and we'll see. So usually
you contacted Uber over
yes.
it? Oh, that's next
because
level.
Imagine you're going to get these other passengers and you're going to make them mad. These drivers shouldn't be on the road. This is the second time. No, no,
did
I'm not having it. No tip. What the heck?
You didn't tip her?
No.
Oh.
What'd she give you? Did your rating go down?
No, but guess what? This girl had a 5-star rating before.
And you just gave her a 1-star?
I hope it goes down to 3-star.
Oh, hardcore.
That is hardcore because I can see maybe not giving her 5 stars. If she was nice and you got there safe, maybe like 3, but you went full on 1-star review.
I was cranky. I was ready to go home.
1-star, no tip.
Oh, man. Have you ever given a 1-star review for something? And what was it? And now, guess what? Coming up next, we have some Uber drivers that are on hold.
Oh, Steph.
Some Uber drivers talking about, you know what? We may not be perfect, but you passengers are not perfect either. And why did they give passengers 1-star reviews? That's coming up next. It's Mix 94.1.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Alona is on the phone, and we're talking about giving Uber drivers 1-star reviews. What do you think?
All right, so our car broke down unexpectedly, and I needed to call an Uber, and I have my 9-year-old daughter with me. So we get in the car, and I'm thinking, okay, we're going to get to our rental car. So she starts going through all these papers, and I see there's just a giant stack on the passenger seat. It's stamped with IRS and court paperwork, and she's just shuffling through it, and she's not even driving. She's not keeping her eyes on the road. She's just opening up these letters, reading them, signing them, and I'm like, excuse me, do you mind driving? We have a child in the car. And she, like, disregarded me completely, and I'm like, you know, can you just let me out now? She's like, well, we're almost there. No big deal. And I'm like, you're not even driving. Finally get to our destination. It was like another 3 miles. Luckily, we got there okay. And I just had to give her a 1-star. But the funny thing is, I still tipped her.
You still did the tip. Yeah. Like, oh, man, that's really bad when you skip the tip. You know it's bad.
Oh, seriously.
Thanks, Alona.
Hopefully she reported that tip on her taxes that she was doing.
Yeah. Who knows what she has going on. Let's talk to Peggy. Peggy, we're talking about Uber drivers, 1-star reviews. What happened to you?
So we had an Uber driver pick us up. I think we were like in Arizona or something. And my son had had a hot chocolate from Starbucks. So he sat the hot chocolate down between his feet because it was really hot. And the guy hit a bump, and I'm not even kidding you. Like, a drop of the whipped cream must have come out, and he didn't see it. I didn't see it. So we get out of the car, and the guy immediately charges us a $50 cleaning fee.
What? Are you serious?
I lost my mind.
Did he tell you he was doing that? He found out once you saw your bill that comes in immediately.
I saw my bill.
Oh,
did you contest it?
I did, because you know what he did? He took a picture of the drop of whipped cream and sent it. Oh, like, I had a napkin in my pocket. I would have totally wiped that up.
Oh, my gosh. One star review. Did you tip him? Well, you did because you didn't know ahead of time, right?
No, I got it immediately. Like, I got it. I got out of the car, and before I got the TSA, I got my notice. I was hot going through TSA.
Hot, like that chocolate. Thank you.
Been in some dirty Ubers where I wish I could charge them a dirty fee charge because some of these cars are nasty.
Like,
in the back.
I have to sit in this. Maybe you got Peggy's car. Let's talk to Coco. Coco, you're an Uber driver. Have you ever had a nightmare passenger?
I have. I had one that thought it was okay to smoke weed in my car.
Oh, my gosh. How did that go down?
Oh, it was easy. I pulled over. I told him you got one or two choices. You get out or get out.
What did Steph say?
Steph ain't wrong, though, because that Uber driver I doubt was new. They literally went the long way because we get paid more money.
Oh, you do get paid more money.
Yes, we will get paid more money by the mileage.
Oh, so does that come out of the passenger's pocket or is that from Uber?
That I'm not sure. Was it Lyft or Uber?
It was Uber, she said.
So it's probably out of her pocket. They'll raise her price as well.
Oh, dang. So she did have a right. Well, Coco, I know if we got your Uber, we would give you a 5-star review.
And tip.
All right. And you guys are 5-star on the radio, so.
Aw. Thanks, Coco.
You got it.
Thanks, buddy.
I love Coco. He's one of my favorites.
Sweet, sweet guy. Always comes out of the food drive. Makes a big donation, too, every year. Very nice guy. It is now time for Heads Up, and we want you to play. Caller 20 is the one that's doing that, and the phone number is 702-364-9400. And not only are you playing Heads Up, you're playing for a very exclusive prize.
Yeah, money cannot buy these passes. They are passes to our exclusive All-American Rejects Underground Lounge. It is happening here at our Odyssey Studios. You're going to get to hang out with the band, listen to them perform for just a small group of people. They'll literally be right in front of you. A little Q&A, get a picture with them. It's going to be incredible. And you're going when you win Heads Up. You just have to pick your category, pick your partner, get 6 answers in 60 seconds, and these passes are yours. Caller 20 gets to play 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So buying a home, it is definitely part of the American dream, but it just seems to be getting further out of reach for a lot of Americans. There's a new report that came out that said that a household now needs an average annual income of $107,700 to be able to afford a single family home in most U.S. cities. Well, I think we all know that not everyone is making $107,000 a year. That includes property taxes, insurance. It's still nearly twice as much as the amount that it was 5 years ago. Back in 2019, people only needed to earn $56,800 to afford a single family home. And at that time, 59% of the houses could afford it. But the report finds that only 36% of households earned enough to afford to buy a home last quarter. Home prices are just, they're so expensive right now.
They are. And then it seems like someone else, as you're looking at a house, looking at buying it, someone's going to swoop in and offer more than the market value, more than they're asking for. And that puts you have no chance of getting the home you want.
You know, speaking of selling homes and buying homes, I forgot to mention a key aspect of Hot Frosty on Netflix. There was a cameo by Chris Schell from Selling Sunset.
This movie is loaded with people.
No, she plays a mom of a little girl. The little girl's like, it's at the very beginning of the movie. Can I get some chocolate chip pancakes? And she's with her. She's like, oh, sweetie. And then Lacey Chabert's character is like, we can get some made for you.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes, it's very sweet.
I'm going to watch this tonight. At least the first 20 minutes of it.
Please watch Hot Frosty and report full back.
I'm seriously skipping the Cowboys game and I'm watching Hot Frosty
tonight. Steph, will you watch Hot Frosty tonight too?
Everything you're saying about Hot Frosty has me hooked. I love cheesy, corny Christmas movies. And right when you said Chris Schell from Selling Sunsets in it, I'm sold.
Oh, yeah. It's so, like, it's so bad.
Do you think they get together in the end, Steph?
I think he melts away.
You think he melts away?
Yeah, he melts
away. Goes down the drain?
And then it's like, now it's starting to become spring, and the snowman is melting away, and that, unfortunately, they have to say goodbye, and he slowly melts away like Elphaba from Wicked.
Oh, my gosh. Wouldn't that be something? That, yeah, the parallels between that and Wicked. Hot Frosty and Wicked.
Who thought we'd be talking about Hot Frosty this week when Wicked opens up on Friday?
It's the number one movie on Netflix, you guys. People are watching Hot Frosty for some unknown reason.
I wish I would have watched that instead of the Jake Paul fight on Friday night.
Seriously. Also this morning, when you text LOL, how often are you really laughing out loud? A new study finds that you might want to stop doing that because using abbreviation in text messages can make you seem really fake. Researchers, they track text messages of people and found that we're seen as less sincere when we use shorthand phrases like LOL or OMG. And the researchers were actually really surprised by it because they thought most people were really cool with abbreviations because they seem less formal and they seem friendlier. But it turns out that it makes people think that you just don't care. If you want someone to know you really did find something funny, you're better off using full words, like instead of LOL, like, oh my gosh, I'm laughing so hard right now. Which, if someone did that, I'd be like, well, then why didn't you just type in LOL? Okay.
I'm laughing out loud, Mercedes.
Context is important too. It matters less if you already have a close relationship with the person. So using LOL with your friends, different than with someone that you just started dating. And they say 99% of the people in the studies say they do use abbreviations in their text sometimes.
If you have an iPhone, you can open up your messages and there's that search button up top. Go open up your messages and then type in the search LOL, and it'll show you what's the last message that you used LOL in.
Oh gosh, I don't know. When is it for you?
It was yesterday after our photo shoot with the dogs and the horses, and Jax bit one of the horses, and the girl Lauren that was taking the photo has a picture of the aftermath, and she sent the picture saying, here's your cover shot, Merry Christmas, and I wrote back, LOL!
Mine was this morning at 5:53 a.m. that I used LOL.
Who'd you use it with?
Matt, he sent me a screenshot. We were talking about drinking pickle juice and how my dad said that it was full of probiotics. And he sent me a screenshot of an article that says that pickle juice contains probiotics. So I wrote back, LOL.
Laughing out loud.
Yeah, exactly.
El Jefe was right back in the day, by the way. Man, ahead of his time.
All right. Finally, this morning, we didn't get it to this story last hour. And a lot of people have been texting us asking, like, what was this story about? So a new bar has been set for the most stressful crime you could possibly commit. A 28-year-old man from South Korea got arrested at an airport in Peru the other day after trying to smuggle 320 tarantulas through security by strapping them to his body.
How?
Does that not just give you the heebie-jeebies? 285 were babies, and they were packed in plastic tubes. But the other 35, they were full-grown tarantulas. They described them as the size of a human hand. He had them stuffed in bags, and he had them belted to his torso. Well, security flagged him when they noticed his stomach seemed to be abnormally swollen. And on top of the 320 tarantulas, he also had, get this, 110 centipedes strapped to his body and 9 bullet ants, which are known for having the most painful sting of any insect.
I'm looking at the photos of the tarantulas. Like you said, they are huge. They have them in containers. They're massive.
Oh my gosh. So disgusting. They think he poached them from the Amazon and he planned to resell them overseas. He was flying back to South Korea and he had this layover in France, which is when they discovered them.
Oh, what if one gets out and is on the plane and moving around and stuff?
Ooh. I mean, did you guys watch Yellowstone last night? Did you watch it?
No, okay. No, I'm gonna watch it this week.
I don't want to give anything away. So if you watched, there was a scene last night that involved like a heebie-jeebie moment.
Oh, it was?
Where I was like, oh, like I would have been just like, certain animals touching you is like, oh. And there was one of those last night on Yellowstone. So I can't wait for you to see it.
Okay, Yellowstone or Hot Frosty? I'm going Hot Frosty
tonight. You gotta go Hot Frosty.
Hot Frosty all the way. It's Mix 94.1.
One more time. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Happy Monday. And because it is Monday, that means it is time for Jerk or Justified. Tell us if this person is being a jerk or if they are justified at 702-364-9400. If you ever have a situation that you want us to talk about, just send us an email. It's super easy. All you have to do is go to our website at mix941.fm, just like Nick did.
Nick wrote, "Hi, Mercedes and JC. I'm struggling with something and need your take on whether I'm being a jerk. I've been dating this amazing woman for about 2 months now. She's gorgeous, hilarious, and has the has this magnetic personality that draws people in. The problem, she's incredibly flirty with basically everyone she meets. I knew she was like this from day one, and it's part of what made me fall for her. But now that we're getting serious, it's really starting to get under my skin. Here's the thing. I want to ask her to tone it down, but I don't want to be that controlling boyfriend who tries to change who she is. She's in her early 30s, like me, so this isn't some immature phase. It's just her personality. Well, I don't think she'd actually cheat. Watching her charm every guy at the bar or Starbucks makes me feel like maybe she's not as invested in our relationship as I am. Am I justified in asking her to dial back the flirting, or am I being a jealous jerk who needs to work on his own insecurities? I'm looking forward to hearing your advice. Signed, Nick."
All right. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. It's only been 2 months. And now we're starting to get in with the "I want her to change" kind of thing. That seems early to me. Usually that comes a little later. But what do you think?
I think you need to work on your own insecurities. If you want to have a conversation with her about it, sure, have a conversation about it. But you can't force her to change her ways. And it was the other way, too. It was a guy that was over-the-top flirting and it bothered the woman. You have to work on your own insecurities. Be confident in your relationship. I don't think there's anything wrong with having a conversation about it. But if she doesn't change her ways, she doesn't change her ways. And that's who she is.
Yeah, what got me is that, I'm trying to find it in the email, where he said that's what drew me into her, like that the magnetic personality drew him into her, and now he wants her to tone it down. It's like, okay, be less charming. Can you be less charming, please? I would really appreciate that, because it bothers me when you're charming. Could you not be? See how that kind of sounds, Nick? It kind of sounds like you are being a little controlling. I don't want to dismiss the fact that it bothers you. If you are having those insecurities, my suggestion would be maybe she's not the girl for you. If you don't want her to be the way that she is without trying to change her, maybe it's good that you saw this at 2 months, and maybe it's time to move on, because it just it doesn't make sense to tell someone like, "Hey, you're too awesome. You're too awesome, and other people are seeing how wonderful you are, and I don't like that. I don't want them to see how wonderful you are."
That's a great point, and maybe that's not the girl for Nick. That's a great point.
Yeah, it just maybe it's time to cut your losses after 2 months. Jessica, good morning. It's Jerk or Justified. What do you think?
Good morning. So I'm going to go with Jerk. No offense, Nick, but I just recently was divorced. And once we got married, my ex was the kind of person, no, excuse me, I was the kind of person that I could make friends with anybody. And I attribute that to my sales and hospitality background, working at the front desk for 10 years. And so once we got married, my husband had me on a short leash. I couldn't talk to anyone. And he would say, "Don't make a show." And so, for example, when we went to Walmart, the employees knew that if I was with him, I couldn't talk to them. And if I went by myself, we could shoot them all day, you know. And so when we got divorced, my favorite thing was going to Walmart and talking to him.
That breaks my heart, Jessica.
And so it was the littlest thing to probably anybody else, but it was the biggest thing to me.
Like, you had to dim your light because of someone else.
Because of your husband's insecurities. Well, happier divorce, Jessica.
Yeah. Jessica, I'm so sorry that happened to you. Christine, hey, good morning. What do you think?
Well, two things. So one, I think he's justified only because, unfortunately, I'm sorry, Jessica, you had to go through that, but I'm married and I don't have that kind of relationship. And so I know it's easy to flirt just because you can, but if you're in a serious relationship, I think that maybe you need to tone it down a little bit if you are serious. If you're not serious, then maybe the flirting needs to stop, even if it's unintentional.
There's one thing that stood out to me, and Christine, see if you agree. Steph, as a woman, I'm curious if you guys both agree with this. Have you ever just been nice to someone and they took it as you flirting? You know, yeah. That's happened to me several times where I was just nice to someone and they thought I was flirting with them. I'm like, I'm just being nice. So is it possible that she's just being nice to people and him as a guy is taking it as flirting?
True. That could be possible for sure.
Yeah, that's just something that I get to the point where I'm like, maybe I should just not be nice because I don't want someone to think I'm flirting with them. Does that ever happen to you, Steph?
Oh my gosh, yeah. They used to say I would be flirting with them. I'm like, with who? And then they're like, that guy. I'm like, I think they're just mistaking my high energy personality for flirting. So I really tried to reflect, like, what am I doing that's coming off flirty? And I didn't think I was. So it's like, I just won't talk to any guys anymore.
No. Look at the ground. Don't make eye contact. Be rude. You know?
He said it was a word. Worried about her charming people at Starbucks, but she's just being nice to the person making your coffee. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Here's the tip.
Stop
you flirt.
Flirting with him.
You flirt. You want him.
Oh my gosh. Well, after 2 months, hey, Nick, do what you got to do, but maybe this is not the match you thought it was. Maybe it's time, but thank you guys for all your comments. If you have any additional comments, we definitely try to get them to Nick and all of our friends that write us on Jerk or Justified. So keep them coming on our social media, Mercedes in the Morning on Facebook, and we'll make sure that Nick sees your responses.
Absolutely. Then coming up here next, we have your passes to the exclusive Underground Lounge with the All-American Rejects. The only way to get these passes is to win them, and we've got yours next. It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
And that's it for us on a Monday. Thanks so much for joining us. It was so good to have you guys back from the weekend. We've got a lot going on tomorrow, including a major concert announcement. Major. Gosh, I want to give a hint.
Don't.
Okay.
I can't give hints.
I don't want to get in trouble.
Same with Wicked, too. You can give hints about Wicked tomorrow.
Oh, I know.
And same with the concert tomorrow.
Oh, so good. Okay, yeah. Well, we'll have the announcement at 7. And then at 7:30, we'll be giving away those tickets, I believe, with the Mega Minute. It depends. There's some things in the works.
Some big things happening for tomorrow.
But we'll definitely be giving them away tomorrow morning, so make sure you are listening for that. We are headed out. J-Love on the way next, but right now it's time for the line of the day.
Tonight, we have homework from Mercedes. We all need to watch Hot Frosty. And what is Hot Frosty?
This movie is about a snowman that comes to life, and he's a hot snowman.
Like a sexy hot, like a good-looking
like
guy?
The town had this snowman competition where whoever built the best snowman won, and someone, like, made a snowman that looked like a man.
Mm-hmm.
So she put her, like, scarf around it because it was lacking a scarf, and the next thing you know, the snowman comes to life. Oh, man. You
really
do not want to miss this. This is Halloween. This is Christmas time viewing at its finest.
Is he smart or is he dopey?
He's dopey.
He's dopey.
But at first, but then he learns stuff.
Okay.
He watches a lot of YouTube and learns things. Pay no attention to the 5.6 out of 10 rating on IMDb. Pay no attention to that. Rotten Tomatoes gave it an 88%. Pay attention to that one.
We're all going in. Steph and I are going all in tonight, so we'll give you our thoughts on that tomorrow morning. And that'll do it for show number 2,172 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.